You're listening to the Raising Family Podcast with your hosts, David Steele and Linda Hill. Brought to you by thefamilyproclamation.org.
Thanks for tuning in to the Raising Family Podcast. I'm David Steele, and I'm here with my co-host, Linda Hill. And for this episode, we just kind of wanted to do a mini episode to let our listeners learn a little bit about us. Not too much, hopefully, but enough so that you kind of know who you're listening to. And last episode, we learned a little bit about Linda, and she's a mother of five children. And maybe go into a little bit more depth about kind of your history and kind of where you come from.
Sure. Currently, I live in Colorado, beautiful state of Colorado. I am the mom of five adult children. So I'm also the grandmother, even prouder title that a mother is grandmother. I have my little granddaughter is almost two, and we are expecting our first grandson in December. So that's really,
that's
exciting.
So
it is a wonderful stage of life. I love being a grandma. Some of the other things that I like to do on the side, I love to travel the world, which has made this year a little extra difficult.
Not lately, you haven't been.
No, I have not. I do love to travel. And I love to sew, and some of my favorite sewing projects are, I love to upcycle, make something new out of something old. Hmm. And so that's one of my magic skills. And I also, this is a weird thing about me, I'm an eBay wizard. I could pretty much sell anything on eBay, and my kids know, even when they're growing up, that if something wasn't picked up fast enough, it was going to be listed on eBay. That was a real threat in our home.
Don't leave your toys on the floor because they're going on eBay.
Exactly.
I love that.
I did threaten that with, I think, a skateboard one time that was left in the front room. It was picked up. It was never there again. So anyway, they took that threat seriously. And I, over the years, I've had some home-based businesses and things that have allowed me to be there right in the middle of family.
Yeah.
I've loved being a mom. It really, truly has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. And I fully got involved wherever we lived with my husband's job. We've lived on both coasts, East Coast, West Coast, and several places in between. And so I just decided that wherever you go, you bloom where you're planted, you jump in, get fully involved. And I think it's actually been a great benefit to my family there. My kids are very social. That was my, their ability to be social was my key to having a clean house now and then. I would offer to, you know, let them have friends over or throw a party, and I knew that my house would be clean once it was their friends. But so anyway, that's just a little bit about me. I, again, love community, love family, love kids, love being married. I've been married 32 years to, you know, to my sweetheart. And as far
as
family, just real quick, I did graduate with a degree in family science, and so it's always been very intriguing to me. So anyway, that's a little bit about me. What about you, David?
So
tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so you've been married 32 years. I've been alive for 27.
Yes, yes.
and married for a little over two. But just to give a little bit of background, so I grew up on a farm in Preston, Idaho. And I was the ninth of 10 children. And I loved that environment. I loved the things I learned growing up on that farm with my family and hanging out with my brothers and sisters. After growing up a little bit, I served a mission to Atlanta, Georgia, and then attended BYU. And while I was at BYU, I had the opportunity to sing with BYU's Vocal Point singing group. And that was, I want to say, almost like serving another mission, kind of.
I think I have a few of your CDs at home. I might bring them to be autographed next time.
That'll be our background music up in here. So it was really cool to go. We traveled all around the United States. We got to meet with a lot of different people and see a lot of different, just a lot of different things, see how people work differently. And that was really the first time, besides my mission, where your mission, you're really focused on just doing one thing. So you don't really engage in a lot of other things, but, at Vocal Point traveling around, we've got to do some of that.
You guys are real ambassadors in that role, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess that's what we're supposed to be for BYU, is ambassadors.
Absolutely.
And we also got to go to China and Thailand. And so that was a really amazing experience. And it was at BYU that I met my wonderful wife. Her name's Whitney. And, after we both graduated, last year, we moved to Idaho and to pursue, I guess, some entrepreneurial ventures. I'm not wearing a snapback, and I don't have a gym membership, but I am still a bro. You can call me that. I am a bro.
You are not a bro.
And so that's a little bit about me. And I know that it's kind of fun because this is sort of a labor of love for us. You know, you could be home selling stuff on eBay.
Absolutely.
I could be home growing things in the garden. But we took this on. So maybe just say, you know, why do you want to do this? You know, why the family? Why this podcast? Why the proclamation?
I would say that my why goes all the way back to my childhood. I feel as I look back at this stage of my life to my own childhood, I know that I have been extremely blessed to, I was raised in a pretty solid family that lived the gospel. My mom and dad were very present and involved in our lives. And even beyond that, the extended family, I had grandparents that my grandfather, for instance, who lived all the way across the other side of the country. I grew up in California and he was in Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah.
He had what was called the Good Kid Club. And in one episode, hopefully we'll get to go on that. But there were a lot of expectations that were laid out for me as a child that was a framework for my life and my upbringing and the experiences that I've had that have ultimately led to my own family currently, which is, I mean, truly my greatest success and my greatest happiness and joy. And I just really believe in the family. And like you said, this is a labor of love. And it's something that even though not every family is an ideal situation.
Yeah.
I believe that there are principles that every family can implement in their, you know, in their homes that will bring success, that will bring happiness and joy. And I know that sometimes the proclamation is viewed differently by different people. There are some people that feel it may not fit into their life, but even in situations where maybe there's a single parent or
yeah.
you have just out of the ordinary situations, the proclamation provides the truths that can fill in those gaps. And you can still provide these things for your children in any circumstance. And the most important thing is that everything in the proclamation points to the Savior. And the Savior is ultimately the one who fills in the gaps where we fall short, because there's no such thing as a perfect family. But there are perfect principles and there's perfect doctrine and there's perfect truths that can help anyone in any stage of life. And I just feel so passionate about that. Maybe going back to my college experience as well, yeah. learning about the family and just what I've lived myself. So that's my why.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What about you, David?
So,
I know you've got lots going on in your life. You were just starting out. I have kids your age and here you are starting a family and everything. I mean, why are you doing this?
Well, my wife just got pregnant not too long ago, so figured I better do something to help with the family. And no, I'm just kidding. Really, I spent time at BYU, probably more years than I should have spent there just to get a degree. But I remember specifically one time my wife came home. She was studying public relations, and she came home from one of her classes, and she walked in, and she kind of was distraught a little bit, and she told me a story about what had happened in class that day, how they had kind of gone around the room and talked about what they were going to do in their, you know, after they graduated, what their career was going to be. And they all kind of went around and told where they wanted to work and all these different things. And it came to my wife, Whitney, and she said, you know, I'm going to move to Idaho and raise sheep and start a family. And she said that the response that she got from all of these, you know, fellow LDS classmates was almost like shock or disbelief. Like, oh, like that's super funny, but like, where are you going to work? And like,
what are you really going to do?
What are you really going to do? You're not going to go start a family in Idaho. And that was at BYU. And I thought, you know, we all grew up with the Family Proclamation. I know that everyone in that classroom probably knows the Family Proclamation fairly well. But to see that everybody sees it differently, everybody has their own perception of what the Family Proclamation means. And when she told me that impacted me a little bit to where I felt like maybe the family is being attacked. Maybe the family does need to have some promotion and some truth taught around it. And I think that that's maybe the main reason why I said yes to this was I want every child to have the opportunity to grow up in the best family that they can have. And I know that there's not going to be perfect families, like you said. That just is almost unattainable. But there can be really great families and that can raise really great people. And I hope that's what, you know, me and Whitney and I are trying to do. We're trying to build a family. And I just want to do everything that I can to help others do that as well.
So basically, you're noticing that there's maybe a little bit of creep coming into some of these ideas that maybe are not supportive of the family have sort of crept in. I think that's what I've noticed, too, is that just as we've been living our lives and whatnot, we all of a sudden wake up and realize there is this attack on the family. And there's a lot of people that are maybe not quite supporting the family. And I think that's a question both you and I have discussed that we both have, is that what is there to support the family? What is there to tell people that family is good?
Yeah.
And what kind of tools do we have out there to help families become successful and happy? We want, you talked about, you know, your childhood as well. And if every child could have a home where they felt secure and loved and where they were taught correct principles and where there were actual positive expectations there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the world would be a very different place. And so I think that, I mean, I think we both discussed our why and.
Yeah. And so let's strive for that. Let's strive for, let's shoot the highest we can to have the ideal family, even though knowing that's a hard task.
Right.
But we can get close. We can get really close to having the ideal family.
Right.
And thanks for tuning in today. We are going to end with paragraph 9 from the Family Proclamation. We call upon responsible citizens and officers of government everywhere to promote those measures designed to maintain and strengthen the family as the fundamental unit of society. And we hope that, you know, by listening today, you're doing that. We hope you'll share this podcast and share the familyproclamation.org. And we really appreciate you tuning in today. And thanks, Linda. And we are over and out.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Raising Family Podcast. This episode was directed by Whitney Steele. Our research coordinator is Angela Fallentine. Audio was edited and mixed by John Wright. The Raising Family Podcast is brought to you by the familyproclamation.org.